Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Christopher Scott, and I'm here with Tatiana Bogdanova. How are you, Tatiana?
Thank you. Fine.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, you're from Russia?
Yes, I'm from Russia.
Perfect. Lovely. And you're from a company called Dialogue, is that right?
Yes, the company Dialogue, innovative enterprise.
Okay, and what does Dialogue do?
The Dialogue produce natural oak wood tannin, which is used for the production of wines, whiskey, brandy, and other spirits, and also for the barrel recovery and the oak stave recovery.
Okay, well, let's have a look at what this product is. What do you call it? It's an...
The name is oak wood tannin.
Oak wood tannin. You said it's used for adding tannins to wines. Is that right? Is it like an additive that you just get a load of tannins, you stick it in your wine and you're ready to go? Is that the idea, basically?
The idea basically is that we are modeling all barrel processes because our product can substitute barrel. Because our product consists of tannin itself, mm-hmm. lignin, quercetin, and hemicellulose. These substances are natural and they can substitute barrel.
Okay, so lignin, what do you call it?
Lignin.
Yeah, lignin.
This is a very important substance of our product because in the contact with spirits, lignin disintegrates to aromatic aldehydes, synapic, coniferyl, vanillic aldehydes.
Oh, vanilla.
Vanillic aldehydes, which in brandies and spirits and whiskies and other hot drinks gives a nice charming bouquet.
So yeah, yeah. What about wine? Do you still get the wine?
What concerns wine? During the aging and natural processes, our product gives, first of all, the structure for the wine mm-hmm. on the first stages of production. And on the further stages, it gives a nice aromatic, but it should pass about 2-3 months, not less.
I had a look at the product. It looks like a black...
It's a crystal powder.
Yeah, it's a black powder, isn't it? Do you just throw that in the wine and off you go?
No. We should, first of all, when we produce dry oak tannin, then we need to produce liquid oak tannin in order to use it for wine or spirits production. Because liquid form gives... more effect, it should, diffusion process should come.
Yeah, it mixes up easier.
Yes, all molecules should be connected. I mean, the molecules of wine and molecules of tannin, they are connected during the natural process of aging. That's why it's important to make liquid oak tannin. And actually, it's impossible to use it like in dry ones. Powder.
Okay, so how do you make a liquid product? You get
yes, we are actually giving recommendations how to make liquid oak tannin. We are selling dry tannin due to legislations of Russia. We cannot sell liquid form.
Oh, okay. So you sell it as a dry.
We sell dry form, and we are giving recommendations and instructions how to apply it.
Okay. And how do you do that? Do you just mix it up, do you, or how does it get made? Into
yes, we sent to many countries already, and we've got very good feedback the clients, so many partners are working with us now.
Okay, so how's this product made then? Is it, do you start off with oak trees, or do you start off with something else?
The product is manufactured from the third... lowest part of the tree, and another part of the tree goes to barrel production, but the age of the tree is not less than 100 years. That's why it prevents intensive forest cutting, because young tree cannot be used for the production of oak wood tannin.
Why's that?
Because it gives bitterness.
Oh, so the younger trees are a bit more astringent.
Yes. Bitterness for tannins.
Yeah, okay. And with tannins, there is some astringency to tannins, but there's also other components as well. So do you get that textural feel? Because I always think of tannins as two parts. I think of tannins as a bitterness, but also as a textural feel, you know, so how tannins can have that drying feel, and sometimes they feel quite silky.
So Yan tree is not suitable to produce our product.
Oh, okay. Okay, because they're too astringent.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're using the bottom third of the tree, which can't be used for barrels.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm a winery. I've got a wine. I've got this wine, which I think would be much better with just a bit more tannins. I get your black crystals. I mix it up to make a liquid. I pour it into my wine. And is that it, pretty much?
No, you should age it.
For
white wines, you should age white wines together with the liquid oak tannins. You should age about 1-2 months. Red wines should be aged about 2-3 months in order to have body and structure, body and aromatic.
You said that when some of the chemicals, lignin, reacts with the alcohol, it produces vanilla flavors. So I'm also getting the flavors that I would associate with oak, is that right?
Yes, you see, as far as our product is of garlic group, it means the tannins of garlic group, it means that it has lignin, which resembles to oak, oak tree. Lignin disintegrates to aromatic aldehydes during the process of aging in the contact with spirit. I mean, but there should be normally aeration. The contact with oxygen.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because oxygen.
Yeah.
With barrels, normal barrels, they let oxygen in through the barrel, don't they?
Yes, oxygen helps to disintegrate faster.
Okay.
And to disintegrate to aromatic aldehydes.
Like you were saying earlier that you mix the product up and dissolve, so you pour it into the barrel or the whatever you're using for it. How does that differ from, say, oak chips or oak staves, which, you know, are quite popular in places like Australia where they'll put a big bag of chips in there? And is it sort of similar sort of thing?
Our product dissolves very well during the process of aging. And there are no losses because there are no absorption of the product of the beverage during the aging, so there are no losses.
So with the wood chips, for example, you pull the chips out afterwards and they're soaking full of wine, so you've actually lost some of the product, really, which is always a problem, isn't it? Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I looked at the product that you've got, and it was little black crystals. It doesn't look very natural, I'm sorry to say it. It doesn't.
Yeah.
But you're saying earlier that it might be sort of certified for organics.
Mm-hmm. You see, our product is under certification for bio and organic products, and very soon we will get this certificate, so it will help us to be in contact with organic wine producers. I guess there would be an interest in this area.
Okay. So who uses the products? Is it, is it very commonly used in Russia? Is it used in France? Where is it used?
It is common to use in Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, Armenia, Azerbaijan, in Lithuania. Now we send samples already to America, Israel, Italy, many countries we started to work with.
Oh, okay. And how long's the product been out for?
So we have started our production 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The technology is unique, and we are developing year by year with new inventions.
And one of the things you mentioned yesterday when I was first talking to you about this product was you can use it to renew oak barrels. So if you've got a barrel that's a bit old and...
Yes, it's a very interesting technology because we are regenerating a barrel. Wine barrels could be regenerated both ways, on water solution and on wine solution together with the tannin. If we make water solution regeneration, in this case it is needed just 2 weeks to regenerate barrel for next 4-6 fillings of wine. So let's say the barrel was exhausted totally for 5 years.
5-year-old barrels, been used every year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not going to pass any more vanilla or tannins into the wine.
So that's why our product helps to regenerate the barrel like new.
So what happens? Does the product seep into the pores of the barrel?
Yes, the inner layers of the barrel absorb the tannin, and all necessary substances are already sorbed by the layers. So that's why you don't need to influence power or mechanical processing.
Oh, you mean to mix it up? You don't need to stir it in?
I mean to process inner layers mechanically.
What do you mean, shave them off?
Yes, shave to take out this layer which is exhausted, you see. And because these sides of the barrel becoming thinner and thinner.
Yeah.
It will not so good for a barrel, so it will
be
destroyed.
Yeah, the traditional way of regenerating a barrel is to pull the barrel apart, shave off a bit, and then you suppose new wood effectively, put the barrel together again, and hey presto. But that's obviously, you need a cooper, it's quite slow going. So what you're saying is, mm-hmm. leave your barrel intact, fill it up with your product, give it a wee shake up, give it a couple of weeks.
Yes, 1 week, but first of all, this solution on water, it should be heated up to 45 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then this solution is poured to the barrel. It should be kept 1 week, then drained, and then again heated and put to the barrel for 1 week more.
Yeah.
And then after this second week, it is ready. So you can fill in wine.
So you get
4-6 fillings could be.
So you said that the product gets, you'll get the tannins from the wine by that. Do you also get that sort of vanilla-y flavor from the lignin?
You see, from vanilla-y flavors.
You said you needed alcohol, so.
Yes, they are only from the contact with the spirits.
And then I fill it up with red wine afterwards. Will the red wine, the alcohol in the red wine then make the vanilla come out again?
Yeah. Red wines mostly having oaky plum smell, like body wine, so a very nice structure and aromatic of berries, you see. So it's not like more vanilla. So of course it depends on the sort of wine and let's say in many conditions on the production and so on. So
you said you can also mix it with red wine and then put it in the barrel to rejuvenate a barrel.
Yes.
Is it just with water that you rejuvenate the barrel?
No. I told you that we are using also wine solution. You can do at once, regenerate barrel and produce wine. Both.
At the same time?
At the same time. And this is much more efficient, let's say.
Efficient, yeah. So what do? You just get your water, liquid solution of your product.
Yes, it's efficient because you are aging wine and you are regenerating barrels, so all the substances of tannin are already in a barrel and together with the wine. So you are giving both results.
Is there any difference between using water to regenerate a barrel?
And the difference is so that the barrel absorbs all liquid tannin during the regeneration with water solution, but maybe the extractivity is much more higher during the aging with the wine, during the regeneration and aging, you see.
So you get more extraction from the barrel. Well, obviously,
yeah.
How much does the product cost? Is it expensive or is it cheap?
The price is 155 euro per 1 kilogram.
Okay, and what do you use? How much to regenerate a barrel?
To regenerate barrel for 4-6 fillings, it's about 75 euro.
Okay.
About half a kilo of extract of tannin.
Okay, so you use about 0.5 kilo. So it's still quite a lot cheaper than buying a new oak barrel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and for that you get the tannins coming back, and you also get the vanilla flavor coming back as well. Yeah. Okay, it does sound like quite a nice idea. You said it's quite common in Eastern Russia, and you've tried it out with a few producers. Do you know any producers that are actively using it, say in Italy or America, where you've sent samples?
Last year, we just started our work with Europe, and we sent samples all over the world. We have started now to work with the Portugal companies and American companies, but still, you see, it takes time to try, to test, to have a decision the product. So it takes time. You see, I cannot say you real names now.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I think it's quite an interesting idea. You take the waste wood of a barrel, you process it to get the key components that you want for wine, and then you use it to recharge a barrel or to tip it in. And we tasted some of the wines.
Yeah.
You had some examples, didn't you? Have a white wine, a red wine.
And wine distillates as well. It's a very interesting theme. Wine distillate is used for the production of brandy and whiskey.
Yeah.
So...
Well, for brandy anyway, not whiskey. Brandy. Whiskey's brandy. Slightly different. Yeah, but
brandy.
So, and the wines, particularly the red, had a much more tannins, and the tannins were quite nice. They weren't exactly aggressive or anything like that. They weren't quite what I was expecting, actually. I thought, this could be a bit nasty, but the wines seemed to taste okay.
Yeah.
How many kilos of the product are you currently selling?
Manufacturing about 2 tons per year.
2 tons. So it's still not big, though, is it? It's not massive, so it's still quite early days.
Yeah, because you see, just 15 grams of our product, you need to prepare 100 liters of red wine.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can imagine you don't need so much of this product to produce, let's say, 1 ton of wine.
Yeah, exactly. Are people mainly using it as an additive for tannins for the wines, or are they using it to recharge their barrels?
Mainly they are using to prepare, to produce wines and spirits.
So they're using it to add to the wine?
In liquid
solution.
Yeah.
But they're not, so the barrel, using it to recharge your barrels isn't...
Of course, they tried to, especially it's very efficient if you regenerate a barrel which is used for spirits, because you are putting spirits and our product together, and simultaneously you will have both effects, oak barrel regeneration, and you will have a nice brandy. So
so that's the main way people use it, is it in a barrel,
yes,
pour it in,
yes,
get the effect,
yes,
on the
wines. They are mostly brandy people. They are taking to recharge barrels and to produce brandy.
It's mainly for brandy, is it?
Yes.
Wine,
yes.
But mainly,
yes,
brandy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
For wine as well. For wine as well. But I mean, what concerns if we regenerate barrel with water solution, or if we speak about spirit barrels. So spirit barrels are regenerated with the spirit and product, you see.
All right, then. I think we're going to wrap it up there, Tatiana. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.